99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The destroyer of lives is how President Trump this morning characterizes James Comey, hours after Trump's hand-picked U.S. attorney brought charges. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
In the indictment, Comey is accused of lying about whether he authorized the leak to the press, and of lying to the Senate Judiciary Committee. But Comey firing back.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump.
Shares of some major furniture companies are set to open lower this morning. Here's why. President Trump is hitting foreign manufacturers with 50% tariffs on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% on upholstered furniture, 25% on heavy trucks starting Wednesday. Pharmaceuticals made outside the U.S. face new tariffs of 100%. Interpol arresting hundreds throughout Africa for romance scams, building online relationships to extract money. So much for that Nigerian prince. This is ABC News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 80. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months at Bath Planet. Call 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 56.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Abortion services are being paused in Wisconsin. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says politically motivated provisions in President Donald Trump's federal budget are forcing a pause in abortion appointments starting October 1st, while Planned Parenthood works on a solution to providing abortion care in the state. A Wisconsin DNR forester is dead after being struck by lightning this week. The Department of Natural Resources reports 48-year-old Adam Zerbel of Plymouth was working on a wooded trail near Keewaskum Monday morning when he was hit by a lightning strike. And the bird flu has been confirmed in Jefferson County. The State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection says the highly pathogenic avian flu was detected in a commercial poultry flock. The property's been quarantined to restrict the movement of birds and poultry products. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Maximum hits.
Hey! Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 8:10 on Friday morning. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. We want to remind everyone that we have our big deal of the day over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We have 75% off a $40 certificate to Remedy Me IV and Wellness. Today, that certificate is just $10. Shop local and save big over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Now, Emily, we're going to have a little bit of fun this morning. We've had some very serious things in the past 24 hours, but we are going to have a little bit of fun, and we are going to talk about aggressive drivers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this one is interesting. I saw this one pop up yesterday, and people always seem surprised when they see crazy drivers, even though it's the same story every day. Well, guess what, Emily? This appears to explain it.
Oh, well, let's see what this says. According to a new survey from AAA, 96% of American drivers admit to performing at least one aggressive driving behavior in the past year. I thought they were going to say every day. That was like in the past year. That's it.
Okay. Right.
That's stuff like here's the examples. Running red lights, speeding, tailgating, honking, and cutting off other vehicles on the road. So what does this data show, Dave? What are they trying to get to in terms of the psychology behind this?
So the data shows that cutting off other vehicles and honking out of anger is up from back in 2016, while tailgating and yelling at other drivers is down, Emily. They say 11% of drivers in that study say they've also engaged in violent actions like intentionally bumping into another car or confronting another driver. What?
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
No.
Like, first of all, bumping into another car, like, that's some stuff out of the movies. Like, you know where that ends the people up in the movies, right? They, like, always drive off a cliff or, like, get a knife in their face. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, it doesn't end well.
Confronting another driver. Like, are you talking about, like, you're telling someone to pull over and, like, roll your sleeves up? Or are you talking about, like, yelling at someone while you're driving? Like, both of those are a terrible idea. What is happening? It's one thing to get a little frustrated and honk. I mean, okay, like, not okay, but, like, better than this. Holy moly. The study found that people under 60 and people with household incomes of 100 grand or more are most likely to drive aggressively. What?
What?
That's weird. So, so there's some kind of, like, etiquette of, like, classism here. Like, what is happening? I'm just so confused by all of this. Like, I would think, and I don't know, but I would think, you know, I don't know. Like, if you're, I mean, money doesn't make your life easier, but, like, in some way, you know, like, if you're rushing to work three different jobs, you think you might be a little more frustrated on the road. Right. Like, so
exactly.
You're rolling in the dough. Maybe you might be a little more chill. I don't know. I don't have any opinions that I can make sense of right now about this at all.
I don't either. I mean, this just amazes me. You know, the whole bumping business, it's like, okay, why would you even consider that to be a good idea? I mean, and confronting another driver, that's absolutely a no-go. I don't understand why anyone would even consider that. I mean, that is going to get you in trouble right away. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. And it's like, I don't understand why you think that is appropriate. I just, no way. I think that is going to get you into some big trouble. Like you said, you know how this ends in the movies? That's the way I look at it. It's like, no way. Now, Killian, you're a younger driver. Do you think driving aggressively is a bad idea, right?
Absolutely.
And you don't do any of this stuff on this list, do you?
Definitely not.
Okay, so Killian says no, we'll go on this. He's younger. But you see adults doing this stuff, unfortunately, right?
I see it all the time.
And so, there you go. Young driver Killian says, yeah, bad idea. And he sees the adults are doing it. And you know what? We're supposed to be leading by example, Emily.
Exactly. Come on. We're going to have to take some lessons from the teenagers out there in terms of driving, because I'm really glad to hear, Killian, that you aren't driving aggressively. And I'm sad to hear that you see that all the time, because, I mean, you all are new at it and you need to be following the P's and Q's. So I'm glad to hear that you're doing that. But I'm disappointed of this study. And I'm disappointed to hear that, you know, I agree. You know, in my daily life, I see people being frustrated all the time on the road and showing it in negative ways. And, you know, life is just too short for that. Like, take a breath, take a minute, you know, pull over, whatever you need to do. Take a turn off the main drag and drive in the country for 5 minutes and chill out.
Right. That's exactly it. So that's the moral of the story. Take it and chill. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us in about 5 minutes. We're going to celebrate some calendar days today.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Coming up, we're going to have a look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. A look at local sports and music by Katy Perry on Max FM.
Craving something for the whole family? Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Dig into our legendary buffet with pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salads, and desserts. We've got deals all week long. Kids Night Tuesday, Wing Night Thursday, and $12.99 buffet Monday through Wednesday from 2 to 4. And don't forget the Fun Zone Arcade. Great for the kids or the kid in you. Stop by 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608 448 2215. Pizza Ranch, where food and family come together.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Saturday, September 27th is a great opportunity to help our veterans with the Ketchum's Got Your Six Help Our Heroes event. It's going to be a 5K run, a 1 mile walk fundraiser to provide service dogs for veterans with combat-induced PTSD. Registration begins at 9 a.m. The event starts at 10 a.m. at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Cost is $25 for walking only. Walking in a t-shirt is $50, and walking with a hoodie would be $75. Ketchum's Got Your Six is a nonprofit organization that helps veterans who are living with combat-induced PTSD. Again, this event goes down on Saturday, September 27th, 9 a.m. registration, 10 a.m. start time. It's at the Sauk County Fairgrounds, a 5K run, 1 mile walk fundraiser. Learn more by visiting ketchumsgotyoursix.com. And the Endeavor Mountainville Fire Department will be hosting a pancake breakfast on Sunday, September 28th from 8 until noon. The event will include pancakes as well as eggs, sausage, and more. It's $13 for adults. Kids 5 to 18 eat for $10, and kids 4 and under are free. Again, this is all to support the Endeavor Mountainville Fire Department on September 28th. It's their fall pancake breakfast. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
This is Dave Grant with our Max FM Sports Report for Friday, September 26. We see Wisconsin Dells traveling to Berlin tonight, playing at 7 p.m. Also, Sauk Prairie will be traveling to Mount Horeb in football action against Mount Horeb. Portage will be playing tonight versus Stoughton at home. And Baraboo is traveling to Reedsburg to play tonight at 7 p.m. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report. 99.7 Max FM.
You change your mind like a girl changes clothes. Yeah, you PMS like a I would know.
Right, we fight, we break up.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian. It is 8:21 on our Friday morning. We're going to briefly look at calendar days at 8:35 a.m. this morning. We'll be hanging with Havel and Dave. We're going to talk about that upcoming Sunday night Packers game. Emily, I'm going to take the first one. It is National Pancake Day. Happy Hotcakes Day to everyone. You know, it is the second year we are celebrating it. Get those hot pancakes on the griddle, and it's time to have some pancakes. They're a staple dating back from ancient Greece, and many varieties have been created. And you know what? I've not had breakfast yet, so pancakes are sounding mighty tasty, Emily.
No kidding. That sounds great. That sounds fantastic. There's so many things happening today on calendar days. I just don't understand. Are the people who put this together just like slacking some days? Because there's like 20 today and some days there's like four. So anywho, we're going to whip through these because we got a lot to do. Like you talked about pancakes, it's also better breakfast day. So if you're thinking about having like a Twinkie for breakfast, flip your script and have a pancake instead because it's better breakfast day. No. Well, yeah, they're from your mom. You can have that's fair. I do want to mention this one is really random, but we like to share random facts about ourselves that people may or may not know. And no one knows this in this arena of people in my life because it's bizarre. It's National Alpaca Day, and I love alpacas. I love alpacas. They're the sweetest animals. They're super calm. They're super smart. They're super relaxed. And what I really, really appreciate about alpacas is they are 100% needing companionship. So kind of like humans, they literally cannot live alone, which is kind of sad, but also kind of sweet. So if one was to ever have an alpaca in their life, on their land, in their situation, farm, whatever, they would have to have at least two. Otherwise, it has been known that alpacas will die of sadness from being alone.
I
know that that's sad, but it's also super sweet. So anyways, everything about them I love, and they're gorgeous animals. And then I also wanted to mention, what was the other one I saw in here? Oh, Lumberjack Day. Yo, lumberjacks. I mean, come on. There's like a lumberjack competition in either northern Wisconsin or Minnesota. I don't know which. I think it's in Wisconsin that people are crazy over, and women are getting involved big time. There's like a huge faction of women that are doing the lumberjack competition, and it's, I think, pretty special for the Midwest. So it's really hardcore stuff. I love it. So anyhow, those are mine, Dave. What else do you see?
Well, I'm going to let Killian take one today because we got him connected up with the laptop here this morning. And Killian, what do you see on calendar days today, buddy?
Yeah, this one caught my eye. National Dumpling Day. I love dumplings so much, so I had to talk about this one.
And what is National Dumpling Day all about, Killian? If you click on that, it'll tell you a little bit more details. So we're having Killian's got a laptop in his lap here. We literally just set him up like a minute ago so he could do this.
He's rolling with it. He's doing
it. It says, the very best thing about National Dumpling Day is trying new ones or eating old favorites or cooking your grandma's recipe or inventing your own or all of the above. However you celebrate, September 26th might be your new favorite day of the year.
Yeah, I think it is. Dumplings are good, especially in chicken dumpling soup, one of my favorites.
Amazing.
It is. And that's. I'm going to wrap up with National Key Lime Pie Day today. So celebrate that. You know, we're all about the food this morning. It has nothing to do with we're all hungry yet because none of us have had breakfast yet. But, you know, it is a good day. Emily, thank you so much for being here this week. A wild and crazy ride this week. We're going to get back to our normal routine starting on Monday. As normal as we get, Emily.
Yeah, I mean, that's super relative. But in terms of scheduling, I think we'll be a little bit more quote-unquote normal. In terms of behavior, never normal. You get what you get, and that's why I think we have such a good time at the morning show. We sure appreciate all the listeners, everybody that was involved yesterday in the Radio Requestathon. And you know what, folks? Have a great weekend. It's a beautiful day. Enjoy.
It is going to be a beautiful day and weekend. Thank you so much, Emily, for everything this week. Appreciate you. Killian, you're going to hang around. Hanging with Havel's coming up in 10 minutes, so let's get ready for that. More Music Mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian on Max FM.
Apple season is in full swing at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh picked Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and much more. Perfect for eating or baking. Sip on fresh apple cider, enjoy apple cider donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Plus, brighten your porch with mom's squash and pumpkins. Oakwood Fruit Farm open daily 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Fruit.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
The Pack prepares for Dallas.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay's Tucker Kraft says he's doing better after suffering a knee injury last week in practice. The tight end says, give me the ball.
I'm going to run each route on the field like I'm going to catch the football, and I'm going to block each play like I'm at the point of attack. You know, I believe that I offer a different kind of consistent explosiveness whenever I get the ball in my hands. So that's always just, you know, my argument is what happens when 85 touches the football. You breaking tackles, is he getting in the end zone? That's just my brand.
Baseball tonight at AmFam Field as the Brewers wind down the regular season against the Cincinnati Reds. The magic number for the crew, down to one, owner Mark Antanasio.
You know, we keep knocking on the door here, and I think getting a bye is really helpful because we get just a little healthier. Look, we'll see starting October 4th, right?
That's the Brewers' Mark Antanasio with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 80. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months at Bath Planet. Call 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 56.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. To me.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is time for Hanging with Javo, brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Apple season is in full swing at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh picked Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and much more. Perfect for eating or baking. Sip on fresh apple cider, enjoy apple cider donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Plus, brighten your porch with mom's squash and pumpkins. Oakwood Fruit Farm open daily 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms.
Right now it is time to talk football. That's because it is time for Hanging with Hobel and Dave and Killian right here on 99.7 Max FM. Chris Hobel joins me every Monday and Friday morning, 8:35 during the Packers season to discuss the green and gold. Chris is an Adams Friendship native, former Green Devil who began covering the Packers in 1991 for the Green Bay Press Gazette. An award-winning writer, Chris is a host of Sportsline on Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. on 107 FM, The Fan in Green Bay. Good morning, Chris. The NFL season can take its toll with injuries, and we've seen with the Packers' offensive line. It isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. It isn't also a telethon, but it's pretty close. My voice may be a little bit raspy today because it was all for a great cause. So today we're tag teaming with intern Killian. Chris, how you doing today, buddy?
I am doing well. Good to be with you guys. And I got to say, Killian Duncan, if I was writing a spy novel, my lead guy would be named Killian Duncan.
That's awesome. I think you're right.
I'd go with that all day, and it'd be a bestseller, I am telling you.
I am. Yes, we've got to hook Killian up with your book, speaking of bestsellers, Chris.
Boy, good to be with you guys. I got to say, good to be talking Packers-Cowboys, too, because there are a lot of juicy storylines going into this. So let's get after it, guys.
Yes, let's get after it. Let's start with the number one storyline going into the Packers. Number one, Micah Parsons, in his return to the Big D. What's been Micah's approach coming into Sunday night versus the Cowboys?
Well, I think no truer words have ever been spoken when he said it's going to be painful to sack Dak Prescott. He didn't mean Dak, but I'm telling you, that's the way it's going to go. So there was that, and I think maybe a little bit of a misleading notion that it's not any big deal. This is just another game, another team on the schedule, and I'm here for the win. That's all well and good, but Micah Parsons' story in Dallas, and a guy who really takes things to heart, which is a big part of the reason why he felt offended and put off by Jerry Jones, just decided, I'm not going to play in Dallas anymore. Not for that guy, not for that team. But a lot of great memories. When he signed as a rookie in 2021 coming out, he bought his mom a home there, and a gorgeous home and all that. And he just such a big family guy. And when he signed with the Packers the contract after the trade, he posted on Instagram a picture of him and his mom again 4 years later. And he said, and they're both in tears and hugging. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is what it looks like when mama don't gotta work anymore. So he's really excited about the game and looking forward to it. And he'll be a big focus, certainly. Not fair to Kenny Clark to try to compare the two and the impact on the game going into Sunday night. But I think for Parsons, really, it's a big deal. And we forget sometimes, you think about him coming home. I mean, he needs directions to the visitor's locker room. So in that regard, he's no different than anyone else that comes in there. He's never been in the joint. He still has a suite inside the stadium that he purchased. And I guess it's a year-long lease, so he couldn't get out of it. I'm just hoping for the Cowboys' sake that his family and friends in green and gold don't go up there before the game and find out it's been deadbolted by you know who.
Right. You're exactly right.
Let's just not tug on Superman's cape, okay? Right. Mom, get the bolt cutters. Let's get in
Let's
there.
Let's get in there, Mom.
So he does. He has a lot to play for. Micah Parsons, the thing I'm learning about him as we go along, and you guys are finding out too, guy's got a big heart. And you know what? In that regard, he is the same as Reggie White, because I don't think you can play as hard as they do and get that many sacks and be that tenacious down in, down out, no matter how tired you might be. The other guy's going to be more fatigued. Parsons got a big heart, and he's going to be a wonderful Packer. Has been already.
Yeah, Chris. So Jordan Love has taken some heat for the late interception and the loss at Cleveland. Love's got to be looking for redemption against a Dallas defense that has struggled since Micah Parsons' departure. Even Caleb Williams and the Bears lit up the Cowboys. So my question for you is, what do you expect to see from Love on Sunday night?
Well, I expect to see Jordan Love be the guy that was leading the Packers to the playoffs and being just near perfect. He started three Sunday night games. He's got 8 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions, and his passer ratings in those three games are 118.6, 125.3, and 123.8, all three wins, Kansas City, Minnesota, and Seattle, the last two on the road. So I got to think that he is going to be sharp and on point, and they're not taking anything for granted. The Cowboys' defense right now ranks 27th with 92 points allowed, and the Packers licking their chops a little bit because guess what? They don't have Micah Parsons, they being the Cowboys in this case. So so far, I think Love in some ways, because of the pressure he was under last week, I mean, it's hard to do something when you're running for your life. 5 touchdowns and 1 pick this year, 67% of his pass completions. And I think Love, although the big plays downfield haven't come, you guys have seen he's just missed with Matthew Golden a couple of shots and Dontavian Wicks. So that may be in the offing too, I think, Sunday night. So I'm looking for a big game from Jordan Love, provided the big question mark in the room, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
O-line. Yeah.
Yeah, as you just said, the Packers' offensive line is going to be a key factor, the most important factor in Sunday night's game. Now, Love can't do this thing, like you said, running around for his life out there. What is the state of our own line, Chris?
Bruised and battered. Beaten.
Yeah.
Distressed. Oh, man, it's like the Brewers' bullpen after 2 games. Oh, they're shot. They need some days off. Well, you got 20 guys there. I mean, the Packers threw 3 games in this offensive line. It has been tough. After last week's really debacle against the Browns, Elgton Jenkins said he played like you know what, and so he's adjusting and learning to play center, and I just kind of want to start with him because for all the moving around and moving pieces and injuries and everything, Jenkins has stayed healthy. He's been at center for every snap, and he looks like he has never played center in the NFL before. I mean, when you're looking between your legs before the snap just to make sure, and your head's not up. And in the meantime, they're running what's a clear stunt opposite you, and you're not ready for it. Ouch, guys go unblocked. Quarterbacks get hurt that way. And I think with Elgton Jenkins right now, he admitted he played terribly. I think there'll be a fire in his belly because the whole point of moving him to center was that he's going to become this all-pro center that can get to the second level and take out linebackers and safeties and just make your running game amazing while also being that leader. And I go, I'm sure you guys noticed it. Talk about just walking up to the line like you're sashaying or window shopping with your girlfriend. I mean, it's an NFL game. Break the huddle, get up to the line, and act like you want to smack somebody in the face. I mean, it was a little bit lethargic, and I think like a catcher in baseball, that center sets that tone, and Jenkins has got to be more on point that way. But I think he's got a lot of things going through his mind, and not to belabor it, but Mike Wall, the former Packers old lineman, really, really good player and smart guy, had him on this week, and Mike was just talking about all the things that go into one play from when the quarterback delivers it to the line calls up front to the adjustments to I get a headache. I mean, it's a reason I didn't like chemistry in high school. So, you know, it's a lot going on with Jenkins. He's got to be better. And then with the injuries now, more bad news yesterday, could be viewed that way anyway. You already have Zach Tom out at right tackle. You have got Aaron Banks, the left guard, out. So what do you do from there? You find out on Thursday that Anthony Belton's added to the injury report with an ankle, I believe, as was Rashid Walker with a lat. So now all of a sudden you've got a couple of guys that weren't injured. They didn't practice. But I'm guessing that was just really to put them in bubble wrap, make sure the guys that we do have that can still walk around are going to be able to go. I'm guessing the O-line left to right will look like Rashid Walker, Jordan Morgan, Elgton Jenkins on a mission, Sean Ryan, who's graded out, according to Mike Wall, the best of the whole bunch, and it probably makes sense because no one's really talking about Sean Ryan. And then at right tackle, Darian Kennard. So I got to think a heavy dose of double tight end, run the football, and we'll see. We'll see, guys. But the offensive line beat up right now. The depth they didn't have last year that they added this year is back to last year because of all the injuries. So it's a razor-thin margin right now up front.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, the Cowboys are just 1-2 with an offense that ranks 10th with 74 points and a defense that ranks 27th. Dak Prescott has completed an NFL-best 90 passes on 126 attempts. He's only been sacked 5 times this season, but he's been under a great deal of duress. He also won't have his top receiver, C.D. Lamb, who Parsons called the best receiver in the NFL. On top of that, Dak's offensive line is beat up pretty good. So how will Dak perform Sunday night?
Well, you know, it's like Cry Me a River, I'm sure, Killian and David for the Cowboys, because Cooper Beebe, their center, who is an all-pro caliber player, is on injured reserve right now. The first-round pick, Tyler Booker, the right guard, 4 to 6 weeks out with an ankle injury, and he's really had looked promising. And then Tyler Guyton, the left tackle, who's supposed to be the starter, is out 4 to 6 weeks with what sounds ghastly, a knee fracture. So that's the start of the offensive line problems for the Cowboys up front. And although Dak has only been sacked 5 times, I mean, Jordan Love, again, Cry Me a River, that comes in one game. But for him, he's been fairly decent, 71% completion percentage, 3 touchdowns to 3 picks. But his 86 rating with no C.D. Lamb, who was his number one target, is a killer. George Pickens, kind of hit and miss, 13 catches on 22 targets, which is not a lot of return on your investment. A couple of touchdowns. He's generated 12 first downs, but not a lot of big plays. Jake Ferguson, Barry Alvarez's grandson.
Yep.
Tight end, 27 catches and 32 targets. He was targeted, guys, 14 times last week.
Wow.
With 13 catches for like 13 yards. It was incredible.
Oh, my goodness.
The guy's averaging 6.8 yards a catch. Now, he can get downfield, and he's better than that, but that just shows how light they are in the receiving area. Now, Javonte Williams, you guys remember, Denver Broncos runs really, really hard. 5'10", 220-pound bowling ball, averaging 5.3 per carry with 3 touchdowns for the Cowboys. So number 33 is going to get a lot of action Sunday night. I got to think, you know, the old established run game. But with Javonte Williams there, I mean, he's much like Josh Jacobs in that similar build, similar style, and they never quit. So you're going to have to bring that guy to down, and it's going to be gang tackling. But they've been really good at that. Kind of a side note. A lot was made about the ball king and punching out footballs, forcing turnovers, and all that great stuff. Packers have not forced a fumble yet. So We're still waiting defensively for that to happen.
It's going to definitely be an interesting game on Sunday night. As we're wrapping up and just about getting ready to get into our predictions here, as we have a couple minutes left, what do you see in terms of the Packers' offensive game plan going into Dallas? Could this be another big game for the Green Bay D? The Packers still haven't allowed a touchdown in the first three quarters of any game this season. As we're wrapping up, Chris, do you see that streak continue?
Boy, it's got a good chance to. You maybe give up a couple of field goals, but the Packers' defense is as salty as it gets. And I think offensively, Matt LaFleur is starting to readjust a little bit and say, you know what, was I thinking throwing the football when my defense is tearing it up and the Browns aren't going to be able to do a lot unless we open the door for them? And it was just a reminder. I had praised Matt LaFleur how well I thought he and Halfley worked last year, looking out for each other in terms of play calling. Halfley not dialing stuff up to go for a kill shot with a one-score lead, all of a sudden give up a big play to tie it or go behind. And LaFleur not doing what he did Sunday against the Browns, putting his D in bad spots. So I think with that said, maybe conservative with some deep shots. Matthew Golden returned to Texas. Can you guys see the headline there?
Ooh.
A couple of touchdown passes, big, big plays, and now people are talking about the receiver the Cowboys don't have and the rookie the Packers do.
It's going to be interesting. And now let's talk about predictions going into Sunday night. Killian, what's your prediction for Sunday night?
Yeah, I think Green Bay gets back in the win column and kind of handles Dallas easily, 34-17.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I like it. A blowout. Killian's not messing around. I'm telling you, when you're the hero in a spy novel, you know, you seem pretty quiet and laid back, and then you come out with 52-3.
See, I'm going to be a little bit more conservative. I'm going to say 21-17 Packers. I think it's going to be a little bit of a closer game, but I still see a Packers victory. Chris, what's your prediction?
Oh, man, if you have dyslexia, I apologize. 31-13 Packers over the Cowboys.
There we go.
All right. So it's going to be interesting. So Killian won't be in next week with us. So, Killian, okay, you'll have to tune in or something at some point.
Oh,
we'll get you so you can listen to it, because Killian will be in Tuesday and Thursday next week. So he won't be joining us next week, but he'll be here the following week. So we'll be curious to see. And, Killian, you can always email me your info as well, and we can talk about it on Monday.
Sounds good.
So,
you bet.
We always appreciate you being here with us, Chris. We look forward to talking again on Monday after we all three have a Packer victory. You guys more convincingly than me, but we're all...
Hey, David, I got to commend you, too, on your clock management. You blow Mike McCarthy out of the water, man. That was 12 minutes on the dot.
Yes, hey.
Wow.
I'm keeping track, man. I'm doing, you know, doing the things. So, and
long days, no sleep. You're just like an NFL coach. You only get better.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate that as always. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate... I'm just looking forward to talking on Monday after that Sunday
night game.
Yeah, it's
going to be fun. It'll be a quick turnaround for us, but it'll be fun.
Take care, guys. A real quick turnaround for us. So.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, we'll be here. We'll be ready to go, all energized. Again, thank you so much, Chris. Talk to you on Monday.
You bet.
Hanging with Havel is brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm. Killian, thank you so much for being with us this morning as well. I hope you enjoyed your first week internship here, buddy. What do you think so far?
Very much enjoyed it. This is everything I wanted it to be. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
You bet. And so the plan is, just in case our listeners are curious, we're hoping to have Killian do our sports report starting maybe as soon as Monday is our plan. So you've heard me filling in, doing the local sports report here. The plan is to have Killian doing that the rest of the school year, and we'll just see how that all goes. So, Killian, appreciate you being here. Thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you back here on Tuesday.
Thank you, Dave.
You betcha. Dave and Killian in the morning. Coming up, we're going to get you back into that 50-minute music hour on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mouth-watering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers, and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar.
Jay's also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg, something for everyone.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cell Plus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
Without you. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7.